Okay.
No problem, Rabbi. I'm good. I got my coffee and I'm outdoors.
Okay, let's. Avi's here also. Good morning, Avi. Let's, Bez Hashem Bali Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Moyer, Rav Dov, Ben Rav Yosef. I hope I'm going to have to speak just a little bit lower than usual. I hope you could hear me. There's like an air conditioner blowing in the backyard, but hopefully you'll still be able to hear me. We are on the bottom of Kuf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, and we are picking it up four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Elazar. So Rav Elazar says, Kinim umaklos glustra umeducha kulan kodem ataras kelim nishnu. We're about to quote three Mishnayos and one Brisa about kinim maklos glustra and meducha, four types of vessels, which the Gemara is going to explain right away what they are. Kulan kodem ataras kelim nishnu. All of these prohibitions were stated prior to the leniencies offered by the rabbis over the years. If you remember yesterday, we learned that there were different stages of muktzah. First they said everything was usur. Then they permitted more things, then they permitted more things, then they permitted more things. So Rabbi Lazar claims that these prohibitions were actually old. They were from previous restrictions, but they were actually lenient afterwards, and therefore that nowadays they would be permissible. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Kinan, disnan, what was the case of kinan? Kinan means rods. What was the case of rods? Kinan, disnan. Lo sidra konam velonet tilas andoches ha-shabbos. Placing the rods on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, in between the lechem aponim, there was these showbreads that were on the shulchan in the lechem aponim, and they used to place rods in between them to make sure that they don't spoil, that the bread doesn't spoil. If the bread's on top of each other, it needs some air to breathe to keep it from rotting. So lo sidra kam lezazn doches haShabbos. They wouldn't do it on Shabbos. Why? Now there's nothing muktzah really about these rods, but they were part of the gzera. It's really a klisha malachto leheter. There's nothing muktzah, and yet it's aser. So the Gemara says nowadays it wouldn't be aser anymore. It was only aser in the old takana. Similarly, maklos, what are the sticks? Disnan. Maklos dakin chalokim hayusham. So there were these thin sticks in the Beis HaMikdash. Umanicho aksef of akasev chavero. So the way they used to skin the Karban Pesach is, they would have two guys, they would have two sticks, two beams on each of their shoulders, and they would hang the Karban Pesach in between, and this way they would be able to skin it. Maklos dak chalak and ayushav. Umanicho aksef of akasev chavero. They'd place it on each guy's shoulder. Vitola, they would hang the Karban Pesach. Umafshit, and that's the way they used to skin the animal. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Arbosh Chlos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos, Maniach Yado Akasiv Chaveiro, instead of using the sticks, they would just put their arms out. Each guy would put their arm on his friend's arm, V'yad Chaveir Al Ksefo, V'tola U'mafshit, and they would hang the Karban Pesach from their arms and skin it with their second hand that way. So this is a klishim lachta leheter. Even though skinning is aser on Shabbos, but the shechting and all the avodas of the Karban Pesach is docha Shabbos. So this should have been perfectly mutter. So why didn't they do it? Must be, because it's a klishim lachta leheter. But must be part of the old gzera where they even forbade kelim and lachta leheter. But nowadays it would no longer apply. Glustera disnan. What's the case of a glustera? So glustera is like a type of key that was used for a lock. Nagar, which is like a peg used to open a lock. Sheyesh barosho glustera. It was thick at one end. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Shomta mina pesach zev v'tola b'chaver b'shabbos. You're allowed to take it out of one opening to a house and put it on a different opening to a house on Shabbos. You're allowed to carry it through the chutzar on Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon and Omer, right, so the first opinion says you couldn't carry it in a usual way, but you would have to drag it. You would drag it on the floor from one opening to the other. You would do like a tilt al minatzad. You wouldn't directly carry it. You had to drag it because it's mukta. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Harayik Cholakelim Metalta B'Chatzer. Rabbi Tarfon says no, it's no problem. You're allowed to carry it. There's no problem with carrying it. Now again, this seems to be a klisha malachta leheter. So why should it be any mukta problem? So it must be part of the old takana. And finally, meducha, the grinder, hadamaron, that's what we said earlier, that you're not allowed to, you're only allowed to carry it in order to sit on it if it had garlic in it. But if it wouldn't have garlic, you're not allowed to carry it. And this is also a klisha malachta le'isser, should be mutta le'tzorach gufo, but must be part of the old takana. So that was Rebbe Lazar's take. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Mamai, how do you know? I'll give you a reason why each of these really is forbidden. No. Maybe these prohibitions were really stated after they permitted the kelim, and it's still awesome. Kinim, Tai Mamai, Mishumi Apushe. The whole reason of inserting these kinim in the Beis HaMikdash was so that the bread should rot. Bahai Porta Loma Apish. Just prevent, not doing it on Shabbos, it's just one day, it's a small amount of time, the bread wouldn't rot. So there was really no purpose. There was no purpose in doing it. And therefore, they didn't permit them to be moved on Shabbos. Maklos, Efshar Krabalazar. The sticks with the Karban Pesach, same thing. You could use your arms. Since you could use your arms, they didn't permit the sticks. And Glustera, the reason you couldn't carry it was not a mukta problem. There was no Erev in the Chatzer. That's why you couldn't carry it. And Rabbi Yeshua Savar Tocha Pesach Kilufnim Dami. Rabbi Yeshua says, since the key was stuck inside the Pesach, it's like it's in the house and it's a problem. Rabbi Tarfon Savar Tocha Pesach Kiluchutz Dami. He says, no, the thing was actually in the Chatzer, even though it was in the doorway, but that was considered to be in the courtyard, and therefore was permissible to carry it. So he was carrying it only through the chatzah, so that's why it was permissible. Meducha Rabbi Nechemyah, and the case of the grinder, that was a going coin to Rabbi Nechemyah, who said, it's also to be metalta l'kli, shelo l'tzorach tashmish v'miyuchad. Rabbi Nechemyah was the very strict opinion who said that since a grinder was made only for grinding, you're only allowed to carry it for that. You're not allowed to carry it to sit on it. So that's why it was usher. He gives a different reason why each one of these was usher. It was not part of the original takana. So, big difference nowadays whether this would be permissible or not. But again, the rule is the same. The Ritva summarizes here, and we're going to learn more about this right now as well. A kli shemalachta leheter is mutter to carry for any reason. A kli shemalachta leisser is mutter letzorach gufa letzorach makomo, but is only usher michama letzel, just for its protection. That's what the Gemara is going to highlight now again. Let's see the next Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim mitalum l'tzarech v'shelo l'tzarech. All kelim can be carried both for their purpose and not for their purpose. Got to remember that. The Gemara is going to say for the purpose means l'tzarech gufo. Well, we'll see exactly what it means. Rabbi Nechemya Omar in tana l'tzarech. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, you can only carry them for their purpose. My l'tzarech and my shelo l'tzarech. What does it mean for its purpose and what's not for the purpose? I'm a rabbah. Letzorach means davish malachta leheter letzorach gufo v'shelo letzorach davish malachta leheter letzorach makomo davish malachta leiser but a klisha malachta leiser letzorach gufo in letzorach makomo lo klisha malachta leiser. So this opinion, this is Rabba, we don't hold like this opinion that klisha malachta leiser is not permissible letzorach makomo. We don't hold like that. Also, Rabbi Nechemya lemeimar fiel davish malachta leheter. Rabbi Nechemya says even a klisha malachta leheter letzorach gufo in letzorach makom lo. He says a klisha malachta leheter is only good letzorach gufo, but not letzorach makom. So Rava says that's ridiculous. Amalei Rava. So that was Rabba. It's two different rabbis. Rabba was with a hey, and Rava was with an aleph. Amalei Rava letzorach makomo shelo letzorach karis lei. What's the difference between the tzorach gufa and the tzorach makoma? The tzorach makoma is also the tzorach. Ela amar Rava, the tzorach means davish malachta leheter, Beilin tzarech gufo, beilin tzarech makom. Mishalo letzarech afilu mechama letzel. Davar shemalachto leheter. If this thing is being used for a mutter purpose, then it's mutter everything. If it's a klisha malachto leheter, on Shabbos you're allowed to carry letzarech gufo, letzarech makom, or even mechama letzel for whatever you want to. It's a klisha malachto leheter. There's nothing wrong with it. It's like, I don't know, a ball, a fork, a knife. You're allowed to carry it for any reason whatsoever. The davish malachta leiser, but if it's a klisha malachta, it's like a hammer or a pen or something like that. Letzorach gufa letzorach makomo in mechama letzel lo. You're allowed to carry letzorach gufa letzorach makomo, but not just to protect it from the sun. Vafilu davish malachta leheter letzorach gufa letzorach makomo in mechama letzel lo. Oh, vaser Rabbi Nechemya lemimer. And Rabbi Nechemya holds even a davish malachta leheter is mutar letzorach gufa letzorach makomo, but not mechama letzel. Yosef Rav Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, V'yasu V'ka'amrei, L'Rabba Aliba de Rabbi Nechemya, according to Rabbi Nechemya, who forbids a klisha malachta leheter letzorach makomo, hani ka'aros. So it comes out, let's say you finish eating at the table, you got the chinaware on Shabbos at the table, it's dirty kelim, so it's mukta. Heichim ital talinan, how are you allowed to remove them off the table? Amalahan, Amalu Rav Safra, meaded having a graph shell re'i. Just like you're allowed to move a toilet. Remember we had this case, a stinking toilet bowl you're allowed to remove on Shabbos because it's covered abrius, is doche yisur v'drabanan. It smells. So these dirty dishes, after you finished eating with them, so if you leave them, then they're going to smell up your whole house on Shabbos, you're allowed to remove them. Amalu Abay L'Rabba, Limara libid Rabbi Nechemya, Hani ka'aros heichim mitat alinan lo. How are you allowed to carry these dirty dishes? Amalei Rav Safra Chavin Tergma. Me did he have a graph shell ray? It's like the toilet. Esve Abay L'Rava Meducha. So this large vessel used for grinding garlic, it's a klisha malachta l'iser, but you could sit on it. Im yesh bo shum metatlam. So if it has garlic in it, you can carry it. Im lav ein metatlam. So if it doesn't have garlic, you can't carry it. So you see, the Braiser forbids klisha malachta l'iser. So, according to Rabbi, you could say it's letzorach makomo. But according to you, Rava, what do you mean? It's mutter even letzorach makomo, so why is it usser? Answers the Gemara, hachamaya skinan nechama letzel. This is referring to a case of moving something from the sun into the shade. Esve, so Abai asked another question against Rava. Yishavin she'im kitzav alov basar. If you already used this, this is talking about, we had this earlier, a certain type of flat wooden board was used for smashing wheat, but you could also use it to chop meat on it. So yishavin she'im kitzav alov basar, if you already used it to chop the meat, she'asa l'talklo. So again, it's a klisha malachta l'iser. It's usser. Why is it usser? Rav answers, Achanami mechama letzel. We're talking about from the sun to the shade. Just like we had earlier. This is the same story we had yesterday and the day before. So ask the Gemara, V'had esnan, Ein somchen es hakedera bebakas. You're not allowed to use a piece of wood, a wood chip, on yontif, to support your pot. V'chein bedela, so to support the door. Vabakas to be yomtiv davish malachta leheterhu. On yomtiv, you're allowed to make a fire, so the wood chip could be used to burn a fire. So it's klisha malachta leheter. Alma davish malachta leheter ben so grand so makomo aser. What do you mean it's klisha malachta leheter on yomtiv, and you see you're not allowed to use it to support your pot or to support your door? Your door. Answer the Gemara. Interesting. Hasam my time. Kevin de b'Shabbes davish malachta leiserhu. Since on Shabbos this is a klisha malachta l'iser, so gezeira yom tov atu Shabbos. On Shabbos it's a klisha malachta l'iser. On yontif it should be mutter, but we forbid you to use it on yontif because of Shabbos. Whoa, this is a whole new category. Says the Gemara, v'chi tema Shabbos gufe tishterei. It should be permissible on Shabbos itself. Da davish malachta l'iser l'tzoch gufe l'tzoch makom l'shari. It's a klishim lachta le'isr, should be mutter l'tzarach guf l'tzarach mekomo. Says the Gemara, it's not a klishim lachta le'isr. Hani me'lechad di'ikatoras kli'olav. That's something that's called a vessel. Hechad le'katoras kli'olav lo. But since this piece of wood is not called a kli, it's just a piece of wood. It's mukta, etzem v'avanim. It's mukta, it's not a kli, and therefore, it's not a kli, and therefore, it's not mutter l'tzarach guf l'tzarach mekomo. So let's remember, gentlemen, a rock or money. Money is not permissible to move l'tzarach guf l'tzarach mekomo. Only a kli shemlach this, like a pen or a pencil or a hammer, that you're allowed to move it l'tzarach mekomo. So if you have money on your table, you're not allowed. You could do tiltum menatzad. For that, you could like shake it off. You could shake it off. That would be okay to shake it off. But you would not be allowed to move the money. It's like eitzim v'avanim. Oh, asks the Gemara, umi gazrinan. Do we forbid things on Yom Tov because you might come to permit it on Shabbos? Well, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mashilin Peros Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov Avalo B'Shabbos. You're allowed to bring fruit into the house through the attic on Yom Tov. It's not considered to be a Tircha, because they fall by themselves, but you can't do it on Shabbos. So it's not a Tircha for Shabbos. So you see something's also on Shabbos, it's mutter and yantif. It says Gemara, umi lo gazrina. What do you mean? Look at the other way. Everything on yantif is also on Shabbos, except for ochal nefesh. Amar Rav Yosef, lo kashya. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbi Yeshua. It's a machlokas. Tisadya, osov espino. We had this earlier. Osov espino shenof labar. You have an animal and its mommy falls into a pit. You're allowed to take the first one out of the pit and shecht it. So you got to feed it in its place. You can't take it out. Rabbi Shua says you can pull shtick. You can take the first one out of its vessel, out of the pit, to shecht it. Umarim, play a trick. Umalas hasheni. Then you take out the second one, Ratzazeshochit. You could pull shtick and take them both out. Because you say, maybe the second one's nicer, I want to shecht the second one. Then you could shecht either one. Says the Gemara, Memai. How do you know that's what they're arguing about? Dil ma'ad kan lokom Rebbe Lezer hasam. Maybe Rebbe Lezer only said his words over there. El de'efshe leparnasa. There you have another option, feed it in its place. Avalheich de'lo efshe leparnasa, but if you can't feed it in its place, lo, inami, adkal kar b'shua hasam b'shua. Only says over there that you're allowed to do it to efshar b'harama. You have a shtick that you could play. Aval hechad lo efshar b'harama. If you have no shtick, then maybe like in the case of the case we had before, that it's clear that you're doing it to save your money. There's no shtick to play. Lo, maybe you wouldn't say it's permissible. El amar of papa lo kashim, ha b'shamay ha b'shilal. One is going according to b'shamay, one's b'shilal. Disnan, because he learned in the Mishnah Beitza, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Ein motzien es hakatan ves halula ves hasefer Torah l'rishos harabim. Beis Shammai says, you are not allowed to carry on Shabbos a katan, lulav, or a sefer Torah into rishos harabim on yontif. You're not allowed to do it. You're only allowed to carry for ochel nefesh on yontif, Beis Shammai says, but you're not allowed to carry Katan Lulav Sefer Torah on Rosh Hashanah on Yontif. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel says Mitoch. Once it's mutter to carry for food, you're allowed to carry anything. Oh, so according to Beis Hillel, just like carrying not for food is mutter on Yontif, so too Muktza, not for food, is mutter on Yontif. Even though it's Asar on Shabbos. So they're the ones who distinguish between Yontif and Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, no. It's not nothing, everything that's Asar on Shabbos is also Asar on Yontif. Ask the Gemara. Emer de Shabbos l'hu l'Beis Shammai hoitzah. Maybe Beis Shammai only said this halacha by hoitzah. That's an Isser Doraisa. Tiltul mi Shabbos l'hu, but by Muktzah, who says that they've forbidden on Yontif just like Shabbos? Tiltul Muktzah. Says the Gemara, V'tilta gufei lab mishemotzahu. Wow. Gemara answers, no. But the whole reason the rabbis asked muktzah is because they were afraid you were going to carry it on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. The whole reason for muktzah was they were afraid you would carry it outside. So muktzah is very related to carrying. So if Beis Shammai forbids carrying on Yontif because of Shabbos, they also forbid muktzah. It's the same thing. Muktzah and carrying are very related. If you'll remember, we quoted earlier four reasons why muktzah is aser. The Gemara seems to say it's because of carrying. Others say that it's because your weekday your Yontif should, if you're a guy who doesn't work for a living, so your Yontif would look the same as every other day if there was no iser of carrying on Shabbos. And we gave other reasons why for the reasons of muktzah. We're afraid you'd come to do isurim with certain things. Other reasons. Okay. Let's continue, says the Gemara. V'af Rav Sarala Lahadir Rava. Rav also agrees the statement of Rava that Klisha Malachtel, excuse me, I'm just going to get a drink for 1 second. Give me 1 second, just got to get a drink. Says the Gemara. And Rav also agrees to Rava. This is the way we paskin. This is the way we paskin. Kli shemalachto le'isser is mutter to move it letzorach gufo letzorach makomo, not mechama letzel. V'af Rav sovel alaha de Rava. Rav also agrees to this statement of Rava. Dama Rav. Mar, I think it's a type of shovel or a pitchfork, a type of vessel used for what does the English say on mar? What does it say? A type of vessel? What is it? What is it, you know?
There's a hoe.
A hoe? Yeah. A hoe, good. So mar, shelo yigonev, zeo tilta shelo tzarech v'asa. If you move it from outside so it shouldn't get stolen, that you're not allowed to do. That's not called tzarech mekoma. Taima, shelo yigonev, aval tzarech kufal tzarech mekoma, mutter. Ask the Gemara, is this really so? Rav Kahana went to Rav's house on Shabbos. V'omar, Aisli Shusel Gahana Leisiv Alei. Bring me a net, which is a klisha v'lach to lisser, to sit on it. Lav l'mimber to dovish v'lach to lisser, so gufo ilin so m'kom alo. Gemara says, no. Hachi amalu, shkola shusim kame kahana, take the net from me, so, because I need the place. So you see, it's mutal tzarech makomo. V'ibayi say mahasa nicham eletzel haven. Others say the reason why there was usher is because it was from protected from the sun. Mar tells a story about this. Rav Mari bar Rachel havelahi beis sad Yusuf de Shimsha. Rav Mari bar Rachel had pillows, expensive pillows, which were in the sun. Osel kami de Rava amalei mal tatulin amalei shari. It's klishim lachtel heter. It's permissible. Isli achrina. I have other ones. He says chazal arachim. You could still use it for your guests. Isli nami larachim amalei kelisa daidcha de kirabasir lach. The kuliyam shari lidachaser. If you hold like Rava that a klishim lachtel heter is aser mechama letzel for you, it's aser. But for all normal people, it's mutter to move that because a klisha malachta lehete, like a pillow, is permissible even mechama letzel, even so it shouldn't get stolen. You're allowed to move it even. Now there's a question: what about for no reason at all? Are you allowed to carry something on Shabbos which is mutter for no reason at all? That's a shaila. That's a machlokas. But if it's letzorach gufal, letzorach makoma, I mean, why would you carry it for no reason whatsoever? Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chibara Ashi, Amar Rav, Machbedos Shel Milsa, brooms that are made from a fine silk, they were used to clean off the table. Klisha Malach Talahetar, Mutal Tatum Shabbos, Aval Shel Tamara, if they're made from the date palm tree, they're used to sweep the floors. It's Klisha Malach Talahetar because when you sweep the floors, you would make the dirt smooth. That would be an iser of building low. Gemara's going to explain why. Rabbi Elazar Omer Avshel Tamara. No, even that you're allowed to carry. But my asking, they even saw Google, saw Makomo. Vahale Marav Shel Tamara Lo, Vahav Karabo Sriole. If it's a cliche of lach delicious, mutil tzok kuf l'tzok mekomo. Ella mechama letzel, v'halim rabbeleza afshal tamara. Mutter? Why would it be mutter mechama letzel? Answer the Gemara, la'ola mechama letzel. Ema v'chein am rabbeleza. Yeah, he agrees that it's mutter mechama letzel because it's a cliche of lach del iser. I'm sorry, it's a cliche of lach del heter is mutter lechama letzel, but shel tamara is usser because the cliche of lach del iser would be usser. Mechama Litzel. So the one used to clean the table is a klisha melachta leheter. It's mutter mechama Litzel. But the one used to clean the floor is a klisha melachta leisser. In those days, the floors were dirt, so when you'd violate an isser, when you'd sweep the floors, klisha melachta leisser would be usser mechama Litzel from sun, just to protect it from the sun. You see the same rule over and over again. This is the way we pass in halacha lemaisa, gentlemen. Very important to know. Halacha lemaisa. That if you have a pen on Shabbos and you left it on the table, it's permissible to move it if you need that space. But if you're just putting it away that it shouldn't get stolen, you left a bicycle out in the backyard and you want to move it inside the garage on Shabbos so it shouldn't get stolen, that's prohibited. I'm not sure, would a bicycle be a klisha malachta l'isser? What do you say, a bicycle, is it a klisha malachta l'isser? I don't know, not sure. It's a tircha yiseir, probably. Let's say the little kids' bikes, that would be, or the little kids' like big wheels. Remember the big wheels? So that would probably not be, that's not a cliche blocked on this. Okay, next Mishnah. Here we go. I apologize that my throat is a little bit, is it hard to hear me or can you hear me okay?
I can hear fine, Rabbi.
Yeah, okay, good. I apologize. I'm also trying not to wake up the whole house. And there's an air conditioner blowing in the backyard. I just want to make sure in the back of me. I hope you can hear me. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Kol hakelim anitolim b'Shabbos shivrei anitolim. Any vessel that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, if that vessel breaks, you're still allowed to carry the broken piece. Imad. Shivrei anitolim imad. You're allowed to carry the broken piece. But they have to still be a little bit functional any malach, even a different malach. Shivrei areva, a broken bowl, lachasus ben espia chavis, a little piece of it you can use to cover a barrel. Shivrei zechuchis, a broken glass kli, you're allowed to use a little piece of it to cover over the jug of oil. Rabbi Yehuda says they have to still be functional in their original function. Not for any function, it has to be in their original function. You have to be able to still put some food in it. It's got to still be usable for oil. Says the Gemara. The machlokas is if they broke on Erev Shabbos. One of them says they can be carried if used for the same function and not for a different Shabbos. Umar Savar Afilu Me'en Malacha Acheres. And the other pin holes, even if they can only be used for a different malacha, still mutter. Aval nishbru b'Shabbos, but if they broke on Shabbos, divrei kol mutarin. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Hoil umuchana agabe avian mutter. Since when Shabbos started, this was a full kli. Now that it broke on Shabbos, it's not mukta. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rav Zatroi, masikim b'kelim ve'ei masikim b'sharei kelim. You are allowed to use a full vessel to light your fire on Yontif, but you're not allowed to use broken vessels to light your fire on Yontif. Says Mardinishbu Amos, when did this thing break? Ilay Mardinishbu Meir of Yontif, if they broke before Yontif, Eitzim Ba'amaninu, should be totally permissible to use for firewood on Yontif. Elolav biyantif. It broke on yantif. Uktani masig mikelim masig mishirei kelim. You see, it's mukta if it broke on yantif. Eliyit mar hochi mar. Since it wasn't supposed to be used for firewood when yantif started, it's considered to be a new chadash, a new kli. It's like nolad, something brand new was born in yantif, but it's mukta. Eliyit mar hochi mar. Amar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Machlokes yishmu b'Shabbos. No, the machlokes is they broke on Shabbos. The mar savar muchanu umar savar noladu. One of them says it's considered to, it's not mukta because when Shabbos started it was a good kli, and the other one says since it became a new kli on Shabbos, it's a problem of nola, like an egg born on yantif. You create something new on Shabbos. That's why some people hold if you would put liquid into an ice maker Friday night, you would not be able to use those ice cubes on Shabbos because they were created on Shabbos. Something that's created on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Avol me'erev Shabbos, but if they broke before Shabbos, divrei hakol mutar and hol v'uchnu l'malachim yibod yom. Everyone agreed it was mutar. Tani chada, masikim b'kein ve'im masikim b'shirei kein. One brisa says, on yontif you're allowed to use full kelim for your fire, but not broken kelim. Tani idach shem shasim kelim kach masik mishurei kelim, and the second brisa says no, you're allowed to use both. Tani idach in masik and lo bekelim velo b'shurei kelim, you're allowed to use neither. So the Gemara says depends who you're holding like. Ha, the first brisa that says it's permissible with kelim and not shurei kelim, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who said that kelim could be used for anything, but. But if it's mukta and nolad, it's no good. The second brisa that said it's permissible both kelim and shivrei kelim, that's Rabbi Shimon, who says that he doesn't hold the mukta, there's no nolad problem. The third brisa is Rabbi Nechemya, who said you can only use it if it has its original usage. And therefore, he would hold that it's usur, both things are usur. Amar of Nachman, Hani livnei d'shtayim b'binyana. Let's say a builder has these bricks. He's got leftover bricks. Shari l'tiltalinu. You're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. D'chazu l'mizga alayim. Because you can use them for sitting on them. Sharginu, but if you pile them up as if you're going to use them for building, v'adayaktzinu, then you're not allowed to sit on them. Now, what's the problem to sit on them? I thought you're not going to move them. Must be that when you sit on them, they move. Shraginu vadayaktin. But if you pile them up, so that shows you want to use them to build, so it's mukta. Amar Nachman Shmuel, cheres kitano, a small piece of pottery that breaks off. Mutal talta b'chotzer. You're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Avol b'karmel, you're allowed to carry it in chotzer, because there are a lot of vessels that you could use to cover it in chatzav. Well, karmel is low, but you're not allowed to carry it in karmelis. Rav Nachman did day amar. Rav Nachman himself holds a field of karmelis. Even in the karmelis, I will be shusarabim low, but you're not allowed to carry it in shusarabim. But Rav Amar, I feel be shusarabim. He says once you're allowed to carry it, it's one place, you're allowed to carry it everywhere. Even in shusarabim, you can carry it on yantif because it's usable. It's usable. Vaz the Rava Latame. Rava goes according to his own reasoning. The Rava had the cause of Baruska the risk of the Mechuzah. Rava was walking in the Rosh Hasharab in the area of Mechuzah. Itvasoi misane mina. His shoes got muddy. Also Shame Shakal Chaspka become Chaperle. So his assistant took a piece of pottery and was wiping the mud off of his shoes. Ravu be Rabbanan Kala, the rabbi started screaming at him. Why are you taking this piece of pottery in Rosh Hasharabim? In Rosh Hasharabim there aren't many vessels there and it's not usable. Amar, lo mistai de lo gemiri. It's bad enough that you rabbis don't know how to learn. Migmar nami migamri, you're trying even to teach other people the wrong halacha. Ilu b'chatzer havai, if I was walking in a chatzer, nilo avachazi l'kesu be'mana, this thing would be usable to cover over a kli. Hachanami chazi ledidi, and therefore in Rishus HaRabim, this thing is usable as well. Just like it's usable in Rishus HaYachid, it's usable in a Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Gentlemen.
It's funny that they let him use it in Rishus HaRabim, because wouldn't they worry about carrying it for Amos? Would it be a Gezerah carrying it for Amos? That's a Doraisa.
Hold on one second, Joe. So you're saying why weren't they worried that why don't you say that with anything? So Joe, you're saying that you're not allowed to move anything in Rosh Hashanah because they were afraid you're going to carry it for arms. Mordechai, I'm sorry, we just finished, but don't worry, there's a recording. We just finished, Mordechai. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry, but it's great to see your face every day for a minute anyway.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Mordechai, we just learned this halacha. The two things we learned this morning, Mordechai, are Kli Shemalachta Leheter is Mutter Letzorach Gufa Letzorach Makoma and Mechama Letzel. There is a dispute about whether a Kli Shemalachta Leheter is Mutter to carry for no reason whatsoever. Are you allowed to move it? That's one issue. Kli Shemalachta Leiser, like a pen, a scissors, a pen, a scissors, or a hammer, is mutter l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach mekomo, but not mechama l'tzel, or to protect it from being stolen. And the last thing we just learned now is that once a vessel has a tashmish, even if that tashmish should only be in the house, so you're allowed to move it even in Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to carry it, but you're allowed to move it if you're standing still. And Dr. Joe points out that we're not worried maybe you're going to carry it 4 hours. Okay. I have to stop here. I think tomorrow probably going to be 6:15 also. There is a 7:15 minion at BMW for those who want a later minion. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I will put the recording up on the WhatsApp.
Have a great day, Rebbe. Thank you.
Is that bothering you? What? I was bothering you? I'm sorry. When your door's closed,